You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I'm a tarot reader with over 10 years of experience, and I'm certified in over a dozen different modalities, from emotion code, body code, sound therapy, Reiki. I do a little bit of it all. But at the end of the day, I always say I am a channel of spirit, bringing messages for those who find me. And spirit is being quite loud today about messages regarding the collective. And I typically do, things that you should know over the next 7 days to make it the best possible week that you absolutely can. And spirit is coming in very clear today, tonight, for who is watching and listening, is that it is time to take a step back from your active energy and step into your passive energy. So over the next 7 days, really the feminine energy of the collective is stepping forward for a particular reason. And for a lot of people, it's going to be different because it is a collective. And it doesn't matter if you're identify as male, female, whatever that is. The feminine energy is about settling into wisdom. Okay, so when you're in the active masculine energy, you're getting things done, you're go, go, go. But stepping into that passive feminine energy, it allows you to use your intuition and helps. It's going to be very important to help you make decisions over the next 7 days on what's coming forward. Your intuition is going to need to lead you right now, because it's not going to be logical. The information that you're getting, you're going to get a gut feeling. You're going to be like, okay, this is it. I have to move. This is the direction I need to go. Or it could be like, okay, this is not a good gamble. It's not a good bet. It's too risky. Let's not do it. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you must pay attention to that intuition. And you can't find that inner wisdom until you slow down. So again, the next 7 days is really about stepping back, observing, using your wisdom, and following your life force. And what I mean by that is follow your body. When you're tired, allow yourself to sleep. When you're hungry, allow yourself to eat. So by listening to your body and your overall intuition, emotional, physical, spiritual intuition is really going to help mold the rest of the year for you. But this is a very good week to settle, to listen, and to plan for the upcoming months, because you're not going to get a lot of more options to do this, because things are going to kick up very quickly. A lot of things are going to be happening and everyone's going to be scrambling over the next couple of months. So this is a time to step in and be like, okay, let's figure out what we're doing. And there's also a message coming in about animals. So for those of you who have pets or you enjoy being outside, Get outside while you can. There's been a lot going on with the weather. The weather is changing in many parts of the world. Unfortunately, we just had a very strong hurricane in the Jamaica region going into Cuba. So if you're in any of those regions, my heart goes out to you, that nature can be a very fickle thing. But there are messages coming in with nature right now. So as everyone is stepping into more of a feminine energy over the next 7 days, you can find a lot of inspiration and motivation from the world around you. And that is just helping people rest, helping people release, because it's been a grind day after day, in and out. You've been grinding, and it's been difficult for the collective. And so We are reaching Halloween, Samhain, the Day of Dead, whatever particular holiday you do or do not celebrate at this time. It is a time of release, the falling away, the leaves falling over, releasing what has been holding you back in the past. So rather, it may be a lot of emotional things coming to the surface, but just know that this is a very transformational week. You just won't see it until several weeks later. So allow yourself to step in to settle in yourself, and good luck with the next 7 days. And we are going to jump into our caller tonight, and we have Barbara from Florida. Hello, how are you today?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
What type of questions do you have today, Barbara?
Well, I've been going through some difficulty with my daughter regarding situation with it's going on with her bills here paying. She don't live with me. She's married, and I'm having a problem because she's listening to, unfortunately, my son-in-law of 6 years, 5 years here. And she's alienating me now with, unfortunately, with my grandchildren. And he's lying and making it difficult for me emotionally. I'm going through a lot, with him. She was always very good and close with me, but he's making it difficult for her, to have a relationship with me now, trying to keep her away with the grandchildren.
Okay. So, yeah, it seems like a pretty layered situation here. So, yeah, we can break this up a little to see what's all going on. So on the side, I am automatically seeing that the trouble around money is a big factor in all of this, as you are saying. But it seems like as far as your daughter, she's in a position where she's trying to juggle a lot of things at once. And she's getting spread so thin that she doesn't really have the energy or the emotional capacity to stretch any further outside of her immediate circle. So while you are not in that immediate circle because you're not in that direct household, it's not that she's not caring or anything like that. She just doesn't have the capacity to reach as far as you. Even though you may be close by, you may still have an energetic connection. She just cannot do it right now because there's just so much going on. But what I am seeing regarding you, there may have been something that you may have said that she took critically, whether you meant it to be constructive criticism or whatever it may have been. It was taken away that really stung her. And that was like the first strand of the rope breaking of where, okay, this communication is starting to fall apart. But again, I'm not seeing it cutting through. I'm seeing like, okay, she's just really busy. She is trying to spread herself out and connect to everything and everyone. But it's more as she just can't do any more rather than wanting to disconnect. But I do see that younger figure, so the son in this case, overlaying all of these options and trying to lead her in a specific way. Now, let's see. That will be released. So just take a deep breath. I'm not seeing anything specific that you can do at this moment, but things are going to be releasing regarding that control that the son has on the decision-making process. Okay.
Well, it's a son-in-law that is controlling her, manipulative, and he's the one that's causing the issues since he came down here in 2019. And been very controlling and manipulative with my daughter. And he's not really a good person. So I tried to be good with him and help out in so many ways. But he's trying to keep my daughter and granddaughters away from me because he is not really basically a good person. And he does things that aren't good. I know, basically, things. I had custody of the children a few years ago. for certain things that he did to my daughter and gave her substances and things like that. And he's continuing to do that, and it's very heartbreaking. And I know that's the big reason why he doesn't want me coming over, so I don't see what's going on. And just saying things about me to get my daughter against me, so I don't see what's going on. But I feel for my grandchildren because I really raised them, and now they're 9 and 12, and they're alienating me now. It's very sad, you know. My son is in Europe, and he's trying to help as much as he can, you know, over the phone, but he's got her brainwashed. It's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah, and I can hear the pain in your voice, and I know it can't be hard, like, as a mother, wanting to do the best for your children and being in that place of, like, hey, what can I do? So I want you to allow yourself to breathe, because you've done the work to do the best to raise a very good child. And great children. Right. But in this moment, there is a lot of things are going to have to unfold in order this release to happen. But I do see that release coming. But it's not going to be easy on your daughter, because she is going to have to learn some very hard life lessons. Okay. But it does seem like that competitiveness, that arguing back and forth, that defensiveness is going to be released in due time. And there is going to be kind of like, okay, we can work together and we can step back in, because the wheel is turning back in her favor, which means like, okay, all of this wisdom all underneath and her self-confidence stepping back forward, because it seems like her light has been dimmed a little bit, but it's like fire against fire is what I'm seeing. So she is stepping up as the better person. Well, better is probably not the best word, but a more mature person in the situation. And I like seeing that, because that is going to help her step into a better understanding of balance. But that is only if she is willing to understand that she has placed herself in the rescue and servant position. So she has all this personal power. And if she really chooses to release and move forward to that balance, it's going to help her step forward into more abundance, also connection with her children more and her creativity. But she has to understand, and she has to see for herself, that she has become a version of a servant, and she has been put in this role where she has to rescue, and the people around her are the victims. So that is going to be very difficult. That's not something that you can force her to see either. She has to come to this. So the advice coming from spirit in this particular situation is to be sensible. You can step forward as that grounded, very matriarchal energy that has wisdom, that knows how to handle obstacles and challenges in a kind and understanding manner. Because when this release finally happens and she can step forward, she is going to need somebody to help pick her up. So that is like, okay, you have one more big job as a mother coming forward and grandmother. So the best thing for you, if you want to support, is to just love and stay grounded.